This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the Labor Department, this item: there are as many job vacancies now as there were before the recession. That's got to be good news for out-of-work Americans, right? Yeah, maybe. Marketplace's David Gura explains why.
Since 2007, there has been this narrative that employers are not hiring or they're taking their time hiring because they can't find enough qualified candidates. Sylvia Allegretto is with the Institute for Research on Labor and Employment at UC Berkeley.
The skills mismatch, you know, is kind of like the zombie explanation of the labor market that just won't go away.
It's true that during the downturn, employers could be choosy if they chose to hire at all. But the economy's gotten better. The unemployment rate's been coming down steadily. And Allegretto says that's not because all of a sudden people have all the right skills. Barry Hirsch is a professor of economics at Georgia State.
If we had severe mismatches throughout the labor market, we would be seeing more wage growth than we are seeing.
Qualified workers would be able to demand more money, and employers would have to meet that demand. Matt Friedman is a labor economist at Cornell, and he says there's a bigger reason why hiring is not happening faster.
Employers still have a lot of lingering uncertainty about the durability of this recovery.
They're cautious, and Friedman says there's really no reason for them to hurry.
There's very little cost to posting a vacancy, but potentially a lot of upside if you can find a really qualified person who's willing to work for you for very little money.
And for employers, that may be something worth waiting for. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.